those of you who delight in dread, who fantasize about fear, who glorify gore, welcome. You have found the place where the horror returns. Listeners, beware. This podcast contains major plot spoilers and the foulest of language. Join us in celebrating the old and the new, the best and the worst in horror.
All right, welcome back, one and all, to The Horror Returns. I am Lance, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Brian and Philip. Tonight, we have two special guest hosts in the house. We got Nez, who I guess really is technically our fourth host anyway. And we've got show favorite Patrick, everybody's man Patrick. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
So I'm good, man. Just chilling.
Yeah, hey, Patrick, you first, buddy. How have you been doing, man? What's going on with you?
Well, it's been a rough couple of weeks. I've been in the hospital and dealing with some kidney issues. Happened to adjust to going on kidney dialysis, so it's a little bit of an adjustment, but I'm getting through it. So it's just a new chapter in life you have to deal with. So, so far, so good.
Is that going to be like a permanent thing, or is it just for a while you have to get on it?
Permanent until I can get a new kidney.
Oh,
so,
that sucks, man.
Yeah.
It's, stay
it's
strong.
Not fun, but it could be worse. So.
Yeah.
Do what you
got
to do.
Just one more thing life's going to throw at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of life throwing things at you, Nez, what's up with those wildfires out there, man?
They're good. I mean, I'm looking out the window right now. It's real smoky, not as smoky as it was. And you could see a little bit of blue sky. Before, you couldn't see nothing. I couldn't even see the mountains that are surrounding where I live.
Wow.
I mean, it was that thick and that bad. I remember one morning I woke up and the smoke was in the house because it was so thick outside. I was walking down the hall and shit, so I had to shut all the windows, and it was kind of tough using the swamp cooler because it's a million degrees in the house. Mm-hmm. And trying to stay cool, and all you smell is smoke.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's rough.
Smoking some food, man. Don't they have like a million fucking pot farms out there? Just saying.
Not in this town. This town is no fun. I mean, I don't know. It's a bunch of, I don't want to get into a political discussion, but
they don't even benefit from the smoke. Fuck.
They don't want it here.
All right.
All for it, but they don't want it.
All right, let's talk about something good, man. Patrick, what's your cool of the week, man?
I did wrap up the second season of The Expanse. Nice. That was really cool. So I've been trying to trudge through that, but man, it's not something you can binge real easily. It's like you can get a couple episodes in, and then you need to take a break because it's got a lot going on in it. So, but I'd say that. And I did also rewatch the first two episodes of Castle Rock, and I'm liking where it's going. It's definitely different, but so far from what I've seen, I'm definitely down with it. So.
Yeah,
we'll see what they do with it.
You and I were kind of nonplussed by that first episode. Was it better on the second viewing without being like half fallen asleep and having had three or four beers?
Yeah, it definitely was, because you pay a little more attention to what's going on.
Right. What'd you check out, Nez?
I just got back from the theater. We went and seen Christopher Robin, and that's my cool. And I was shockingly surprised on how good it was.
Christopher Robin?
I wasn't expecting much.
I wanted
much
to see it, man. It looked super good.
Okay.
It was, man. It was really good. I don't want to ruin it, but it starts out kind of depressing, but then it pays out in the end. I don't know if they were CGI or if they were puppets or what, but
right,
man, they did a good job.
No kidding.
Whatever it was, yeah, I mean, it's if it was all CGI, they made everything look real with dealing with Pooh and everyone else. But if it was puppets and they had somebody in a green suit running along the side of them operating them, and hey, that's even better. But
mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I thought it was an awesome film. I loved everything. Ewan McGregor was awesome. Agent Carter, when she was in it, I don't know her real name, but she's his wife.
Right.
And who in the gang? It was good to see them. I liked that they used how they really looked in the old school book, not the,
sure.
the newer Disney cartoon. They didn't look like the characters didn't look like them. So I liked how they just went back to the original style of Pooh. I thought that was cool.
You said
yeah.
You said poo in the gang. I thought you said cool in the gang, man.
that's my cool of the week. And if you're gonna do a not so cool in the week, it was my fucking movie crowd.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Any of you parents that just drop your kids off at the theater, teach your kids some fucking manners, man. There was these little bitches across the aisle from me. It was like four little boys. Must have been 12 at the oldest. Oh, man, they kept running up and down the aisle, going back and forth.
Oh, no.
One of them had a water bottle that they kept squeezing, and then they were talking hella loud. I was like, ugh. Someone had a baby in the back.
Wow.
This is during the Meg?
No, this was at Christopher Robin.
Oh, at Winnie the Pooh. Okay, yeah, Robin. I guess that makes sense.
Yes.
I'm not bashing senior citizens, but we're all going to be there someday. But come on.
Senior citizens acting out?
Urinate up or something. Don't need to talk super loud if I can hear you. I mean, I was like,
oh no.
But it's
who is that little Teddy?
Should have turned her
ouch.
It didn't take me out of the movie, but I was just like, all right. Usually I can just tune everything out, but man, they were going off today. I mean, that's the main reason I don't like going to movies here in the town we live in. So this like
old.
That. Oh, I'm.
Sounds
yeah,
like,
that's
sounds
my
like Alaska.
Cool, that's my cool and my cool.
Okay, Christopher Robin. What's it about anyway? Is it like a true story of the guy that wrote the book or what?
No, it's the Further Adventures. Christopher Robin. They show him in the beginning as a little kid.
Okay,
and then he goes off to boarding school. Grows up, gets married, has a daughter, and then one day Pooh wakes up in the 100-acre wood. He walks
okay.
through that magic gate and ends up in the real world in London, where older Christopher Robin is, where Obi-Wan lives.
Now, do they sneak into Tom Brady's house at any point or what?
No, they're over in London.
So they don't meet up with Flash Gordon. Like,
no, not in this one.
No cocaine with Flash Gordon. All right.
Oh, I got you.
It was good, man. If you guys got little kids, well, not really little kids, because
right.
the little fuckers won't shut up. But we all have kids.
Okay,
we've all been there, but. Oh my God, man! Teach your kids manners, because my mom would beat the hell out of me if I went to the movie theater and made some noise.
No shit.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie. Check it out.
All right, Philip, I'm dying to hear what you have to say, man. We watched a lot of bad shit this week.
Yeah, but that was for the show.
For the next 2 weeks.
But. No, I did go. I went on a just long list of movies and was going kind of in alphabetical order, and I could not find anything to watch. Izzy, my 5-year-old, wanted to watch a movie with me. And we kept scrolling down, and I got to the Bees. And I was like, oh, here's an Oscar-worthy performance that was totally snubbed. that started an A-list celebrity's career. And I'm talking about, in the 80s, Bill and Ted's Most Excellent Adventure.
All right.
Nice.
Hella good.
It was great. It was so hella good is right, man. That movie was so awesome. It was most excellent. And she loved it. She was stuck to it the whole time.
Nice.
So yeah, that was my cool of the week, definitely. And it was really neat to look back on Keanu Reeves and see him do that in his early years.
Well, they're gonna do it again.
Oh, I'm down. We haven't watched Bogus Journey yet, so I definitely am gonna have to check that out too.
I wonder if they're gonna get Diane Franklin back.
I don't know, but it's going to be most excellent.
Yeah, I don't have a cool of the week, guys.
What?
No, I don't have a cool of the week. I've got a not so cool of the week.
Oh, there you
Actually,
go.
I've got a lot of them, but we're going to talk about all of them this week and next week on the podcast. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Yeah, I was so disappointed. My not so cool of the week. So one of my favorite directors of all time is William Friedkin. Not just for The Exorcist, but for other shit that he's done, even recently, like Killer Joe and Bug.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the documentary he did, The Devil and Father Emmort. It's on Netflix. Have you guys heard of this one?
Yeah.
It's a real life exorcism.
Oh.
And he gets permission from the Catholic Church to actually film this guy, Father Emmort. He's actually the Vatican's official exorcist. And the first 10 or 20 minutes of the movie were pretty good. And then it just went off the rails. They actually showed the exorcism, and it was pretty boring, to say the least. It was not what I was expecting. And then at the end...
But it was like a legit exorcism?
Yeah, it was a legit exorcism, it was basically... Well, I don't want to give it away. I mean, it's on Netflix, so watch it. It's free.
There was no spider walking.
Nothing like that at all, dude. And they what pissed me off is they would describe. Oh well, I saw that. I saw one. One time, I saw a lady that I gave her an exorcism, and she was writhing on the floor like a snake. And then I saw one, and she was doing this. But they didn't fucking show any of that. They just talked about it like in stories. And when you actually watched it, it's like really fucking boring. So anyway, not so cool of the week. Save us,
Chasing
Brian.
Bigfoot style, huh?
Yeah. No.
Okay, I got a lot of stuff here. First, give a shout out to my daughter. Swore into the Navy this week.
Nice.
Nice.
Ships out October, so love you. And want to give another shout out to Nez, your brother Mike. 60 t-shirt designs in 3 months.
Yeah, man, he's been cranking them out. And hopefully it puts some change in his pocket, because he's a really good artist. And well, struggling artist like all of us. But he's putting in work, man. Mike, you're listening, Jason, brother. I love you. Run on.
Yeah.
Jason on a Jeep, dude.
Jason on a Jeep. Anybody want to get a t-shirt, I think it's teespring.com/redgear. Those are awesome t-shirts.
Yeah, looking at it.
And speaking of Mike, really quick, we're working on our next movie project. It's called Ghost Box. And we did some filming in Southern California like a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
All you filmmakers, real legitimate filmmakers, props to all you guys that film movies out in the heat. Because we only did film like 20 minutes and I was about to die. I couldn't imagine having a full crew out there in the million degree heat. So props to all you real filmmakers out there doing it.
Sound like somebody's cutting branches down to make a fire. What's that fucking noise in the background, guys?
Anybody hear that? I was unwrapping the card.
Oh, fuck. No. Sound like you're getting a fucking fire ready, man. You're going camping or something.
Just getting it started.
let's see. Sharp objects.
Again?
I think I'm gonna tap out.
It's No.
Yeah. I thought we were going to get more into the murders of these young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like that's like a side note. on this show.
Oh no.
And I'm still a little intrigued with the character, especially Amy Adams' character, cuz she seemed to have a really fucked up childhood. But nothing's really being answered. It's just like little glimpses, little flashbacks. And it's getting a little boring now, so I think I'm going to give it one more episode. If it's still the same thing, it might be a tap out.
It's only a miniseries, isn't it? Like 5 episodes or something?
I think it's going to be 10. Okay. If it's 5 more episodes of the same thing, then I don't even know if I can make it.
Yeah, it's...
Castle Rock's still going good for me.
All right.
Stephen Lobled might be onto something.
Yeah?
About the Pennywise thing. I don't know if they'll do it, but it'd be really cool. All I'm going to say, without spoiling it, the mention of 27 years was mentioned. And if we all know, Pennywise comes back every 27 years, I believe.
Oh,
is it 27?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it 27?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so if that will happen, that'll be fucking cool. But if it doesn't happen, the show still, I still like the show. Let's see. Got to the theater a couple times earlier this week. I saw The Equalizer 2. Pretty badass. Denzel's badass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you come at Denzel, you're getting your arm broken. He broke so many fucking arms in this movie. It was ridiculous. I thought it was a little long, though. Could have shortened it up a bit, but I liked it. But my cool of the week was Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, so good.
Got to use your movie pass for that, huh?
I'll get to that. but... Yeah, they can keep cranking these movies out, and I will go. Tom Cruise is a badass, and it's fucking crazy. I think I read he did like 80 to 90% of the stunts in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like the skydiving scene, that's him really skydiving. And nice. It's crazy. But
he's really going to fly jets in the new Top Gun, too.
Are you serious?
Oh, for real?
Supposedly.
Oh, wow.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And my not cool of the week is fucking MoviePass. I gave y'all one more month. They said they was not going to raise the price. They said they was going to give you, I think it was going to be 3 movies a month, which I'm fine with for $9.95, 3 movies.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So I go to the theater to watch Equalizer. I would have to, at the time I went, I would have to miss the next 2 showings to even get a showing. Or for MoviePass, because they were doing selective showings for a movie that's been in the theater for almost a month.
Wow.
So I pay for that one. I go to work. I come back to watch Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. Blacked out. Can't watch it.
Yeah, at all. Any showing, right?
Yeah. So MoviePass, fuck you. a movie we're going to review on our next episode, Slenderman.
Yeah,
couldn't watch it either.
Oh, I got really? To see that one on MoviePass.
Yeah, blacked out on mine, and then I get an email today from MoviePass saying I should go watch Slender Man with my MoviePass.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know, because I can't go watch the same movie twice. Even if I wanted to watch that, I'll save for that review. I got a lot to say about that movie, but yeah, MoviePass, I'm done. And that's my good and bad.
I don't blame you.
All right, well,
just to chime in real quick. So today I went to see Meg, and that was my first official movie with AMC A-list.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Nice.
It went great. And I even saw it in the Dolby Theater. So I saw got a $15 movie ticket, and I still got 2 more movies to go see.
This week, right?
This week. That's right. Exactly.
Wow, dude.
And there's no restrictions.
If you're near an AMC, you can't beat that one.
Nope.
Yeah, dude.
If thousands I had one on of the miles island, away.
I'd buy it. Yeah.
You missed the one in spring, don't you? Don't you, Phil?
I do. That's probably still my favorite theater. That was awesome.
Right. Well, they got a new AMC going in here in the Woodlands that's, like, really close to our house. Like, probably 5-minute drive from our house, man. And it's going to be brand new, and I'm sure it's going to be huge. So, yeah, once October 17th, my 1-year movie pass is up, I'm definitely snatching one up. Hopefully our friend of the show, Richard, out there, if you're listening at the AMC in Spring, maybe you should transfer to that new one, brother. Give it a shot. But all right, that's the cool of the week. Brian, we got any horror headlines?
Nez, you'll like this one. Ruby Rose is going to be Batwoman on the CW. This is this might be my only excuse to go back to the DC CW shows.
So is it like a spinoff of the Bruce Wayne one that they had, or Gotham?
Yeah. No. She's.
No, go ahead, it's not.
It's in the Arrowverse, so I mean Gotham's not in all that. So, it's dealing with Arrow and the Flash.
Oh.
I think Supergirl, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just in the CW Arrowverse is what I read.
Yeah, I think
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think she's gonna make her debut on one of the shows before her own show comes out. Which I'll probably not watch her debut on any of the other shows. I'll just watch the series.
Is she gonna show up fuck Stephen Amell or something like that from Arrow?
Well, Batwoman's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Probably not.
So is Ruby Rose.
Maybe she'll fuck Supergirl.
That would be something to tune into.
Hell yeah.
The article I read, it said it's the openly gay Batwoman. So.
Yep.
I can't remember her name. When we were talking about it, I was like, this isn't Barbara Gordon, but it's not.
What is her name? It's Batman's cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she was a soldier. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. She's a Wayne. But, crap. I've got the books here. But I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
I'm okay with that. It's about time we saw her as a superhero. I think that she makes total sense as one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll have a regular gig. Not that she's not in 7 or 8 movies every year anyway.
Yeah.
Not.
Philip, your Venom movie.
Yeah?
The rumor is it's getting edited down to PG-13.
Oh, no. Why would they do that?
Why are they doing that?
Because, you know, they want to get the kids in there. They want to get that money.
Can we not cover it for the show, Brian?
I'm torn here because I'm kind of interested, but yet this is my least anticipated movie.
Maybe I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, Philip wants to watch it. You don't want to watch it. I'm in the middle, so.
Oh, man. God damn it, you motherfuckers.
Although that PG-13 thing, man, that kind of scares me on this.
It ain't helping, is it?
Yeah. I mean, they could still pull it off, but it's like seeing a PG-13 horror movie, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about these new Spider-Man villain movies.
Yeah, I guess it has the universe has some kind of title now or something. The Sony Marvel universe or something. Yeah, because I guess the story came out. They own the rights to 900 characters that are in the Spider-Man universe.
Sony does?
Yeah.
This could be a long couple of years.
Let's see.
Well, they could take a lot of money and just sell them.
Yeah. They're not going
to. Just hand it over to Disney.
Yeah.
The Suspiria remake runtime was released. Looks like we're going to be in the theater for 2 hours and 32 minutes.
All right, I'll be there for every minute of it. I'm looking forward to this one.
Which a lot of people are saying is long, but I believe the original was longer than that. So
now somebody told me the original was only 1.5 hours. Nez, you know that, right? Aren't you a big giallo and Italian horror fan?
I don't. It seemed like it was a long movie, but I thought it was at least 2 hours, wasn't it?
I don't know. I keep hearing, like, on all these other podcasts that are bringing this story up, I keep hearing, well, the original was only 1.5 hours. You know, where are they going to make it 2.5 hours? What are they going to do, you know? like people bitching about it and stuff. I haven't seen the original. I look forward to it. I can't wait till we.
I haven't either.
Till we see both of these actually.
November 2nd, we're going to be reviewing that one and the original one.
Nice.
Cool.
Just to cut back real quick, the name of Batwoman is Catherine Kane.
Yes.
Super hot. Want to touch the hymen.
And our last. Oh, go ahead.
After Suspiria, are they going to make the other two movies, or is it just one and done?
I would say based on how this one does,
right?
Yeah.
If it's all about
how much money it makes.
Yeah, if it makes major money, then I wouldn't see why not.
Who's putting this out?
Is Suspiria a trilogy?
This is through Amazon Studios.
Oh, Suspiria is Amazon Studios?
Yep. So I mean, they have the money.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of movies lately.
Yeah, and they're doing that that Lord of the Rings TV series that they're putting in, like, mm-hmm. a lot of money into that.
Man, I can't wait.
Well, how bad could it be?
And our last news item, Patrick Williams joins the cast in Stephen King and Joe Hill's In the Tall Grass, the next adaptation for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that is all the news. I couldn't find right. nothing else.
Cool. So, Patrick, you ready to take our little trip?
Yeah, let's get on down to the trailer park.
We're going to talk about Hell House LLC 2.
All right.
Nez, you want to kick us off with this one?
Yeah. Did you guys all see the first one?
No.
Yes, I did.
I haven't.
I haven't either. I don't think.
Well, then, I don't want to get into it that you haven't seen it, but I'm all for it because that first one was hella good.
That's what I've
heard.
That
one was so good. That was fucking awesome. You guys need to get on that one quick.
All right.
What was it? Is that the one that had like the huge cast? And it was like a whole bunch of different people in it. Was that? What was the first one about?
Oh, you're thinking of something else, that still I don't think has even come out yet. That Dee Wallace was talking about when we interviewed her like 2 years ago.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Hell House is a very generic name.
Yeah, this is a small little indie movie, right, Nez?
Yeah, it was one of the found footage movies, and I reached out to the director of I assume he's doing the second one because I was excited. This is when I found out they were doing a part two.
Right.
I just wanted to reach out to him and tell him how much I loved the movie. And he was like, all right, cool. We'll get ready for the second one. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, part two is coming. And this is the first time that I saw the trailer. And I'm all in because I cannot wait to see.
Same director.
What's happening. Yeah, seriously. Any of you listeners who haven't seen the first one, get on it because it's fucking badass.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, shit. Yeah, definitely got to watch it.
Yep. And shout out to Samantha Bean. That's the one that she's the first one to put that on the group page.
Oh,
so.
I remember that.
Yeah, I knew I'd heard it somewhere.
The reason I checked it out.
Yeah. So let's see. Release date not yet confirmed, but it is coming out this year though.
Cool.
Is it VOD or?
I would say VOD. I don't think this would get a theatrical release. I mean, it might some small select theaters, but VOD.
It looks cool as shit, though.
Yeah, check out the first one. First one's good.
Watch it with the lights out.
Yeah, pretty scary, huh?
I thought so.
I'm all for it, dude. After the week I've had in movie watching, I'm all in, dude. We could probably check it out after we get done recording here.
Yeah, Christopher Robin saved my movie going experience because we'll get to it. All right.
Our next trailer, The Ranger, starring Chloe Levine and Jeremy Holm, directed by Jen Wexler. What did you guys think of The Ranger?
I like it.
Punk rockers, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm. Same here, man.
what the hell is going on?
It's very 80s.
Definitely got a very punk rock vibe to it, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
Yep.
What'd you think?
Which one
The Ranger.
The Ranger?
Yeah.
I did not see that trailer.
Oh, okay.
The only ones I saw was Blood Clots and Puppet Master.
Okay, the Ranger, I'm interested. You know, some punk rock kids get, you know, I don't know if they're lost in the woods or whatever, but, you know, they're being hunted down by our crazy ranger, and this is getting a lot of word of mouth through the festivals and all that, so definitely interested in this one.
It better have some cool music.
Oh, it has to, dude. It's gonna have an 80s soundtrack all the way, right, Nez?
It better. I want Dead Kennedys and Bad Brains and DRI and all them in there.
Yeah.
So this one does not have a confirmed release date. If you are able to get to any of the horror conventions or movie festivals where they've been making the rounds, check it out. But when it gets a confirmed release date, I will let everybody know.
Cool.
And that's the last trailer.
Yeah, Pat, I think you checked out last week's trailers, man. God damn it.
I got whatever that you guys sent me.
What'd you think? What'd you think about them?
I mean, they were interesting. The Blood Clots looks like it'll be a turd. It's basically in
probably.
Puppet Master might be all right.
Right.
For what it is. I mean, I always enjoy the Puppet Master movies, so. And then, I mean, it'll be worth watching, I'm sure.
Cool. All right, what about the feedback, Phil?
Steven Loblad says thumbs down. Oh no. But regarding the new season of American Horror Story, he says I'm all in. So
okay.
One way, half a dozen the other.
I think I'm kind of with Loblad on this one, guys, because I haven't missed American Horror Story yet, and I really enjoyed last season. And CW, when they got to like having 7 or 8 different fucking shows all going at one time, and each one's like 24 episode season, I fucking tapped out so hard. I loved Arrow. It was my favorite show on TV for like the first couple of years, and then Flash was good, and then they brought on the Legends of Tomorrow, and when they picked up Supergirl, I'm like, I can't keep up with this anymore. It's too much. It's like
20, like something like 26 episodes per season, and then there's like 5 shows going on at the same time, and it's too much.
Yeah. I'm not mad at her as Batwoman, but I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Yeah, the only one I still watch is The Flash, and I wait for it to show up on Netflix after the season's over.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard Black Lightning's really good, and a lot of people said it's because it's not connected to the other CW shows. It's its own thing, and plus it's not 20-something episodes either.
Yeah, they could definitely scale them back to about 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gave each show, and no good. None of them.
Really?
Couldn't do it. That's not Green Arrow. Justin Harley is Green Arrow from Smallville. I don't know who this imposter is thinking he can wrestle. He can't wrestle. Some of this should have just beat his ass and threw him over the top rope. Anyway, Supergirl, she's hot. But no, that's not Supergirl. There's only one Supergirl. The legend of Billie Jean is Supergirl. Helen Slater. And that Ezra kid, that's the Flash. Not
Ezra
the imposter.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the Flash.
Oh, God, if he's the Flash, we're in trouble, man. He's terrible, dude.
No, I don't care what anyone says, man. I like Justice
man,
League.
He's like
and I
a
can't
young
wait for
Jimmy Kimmel or something to me. Or
he does kind of look like that.
He got tripped by Batman.
Aquaman could be badass.
Can we get Jimmy Fallon or as the Flash? I think that would be amazing.
Let's give it a shot.
Justin Long.
That sounds just ridiculous enough to work.
Justin Long
might work too.
Sure. Kevin Smith.
Somehow I don't see that one happening.
Hey, as long as it's not Dane DeHaan.
Oh gosh. Oh, no.
But hey, if Blunt Man makes a cameo, I'm not mad about that.
Fair enough.
Why is that not a series?
I know, Blunt Man and Chronic, I'd totally watch that.
Everybody else is getting a series. That's bullshit, man.
I know, I think we need a sequel to Blunt Man.
Is that Marlon Wayans?
That's Damon.
Kevin Smith said he gave his TV tries two shots. They both got canceled. He said he don't want to do TV anymore.
What? Clerk but they were both good. Series, and what was the other one?
Comic Book Men.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That went the longest. Well,
yeah, that went 5, 6, 7 seasons, something?
Yeah,
that went a while.
They don't last forever.
I don't know, but Clerks didn't even, they didn't even show the whole series. They got canceled after, like, I think it was like 4 episodes or something like that.
Oh, wow. That's embarrassing.
I watched it when it aired, and then I bought the DVDs when it came out so I could see the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool, but it just wasn't everyone's cup of tea, so they got rid of it.
I get that.
Blunt Man and Chronic series, though.
Are they doing that?
No, but I figured if I keep saying it, I might put it out in the universe and it'll happen.
There you go.
Okay, fair enough.
I'd watch it.
No one
likes money for that.
Green, yes.
I'd buy that for $1. All right.
Regarding the upcoming Netflix show Maniac. Does that have anything to do with the Maniac that we watched a couple weeks ago?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Ryan Stevens says this should be interesting. I'm not sure what that is.
What's it about, Brian?
You know what? I didn't even watch the whole trailer. I just posted it. It's on our Facebook page and the group, Twitter, everything. I know it stars Emma Stone and Jonah Hill. And it's Netflix miniseries.
I watched it, but I didn't get what was happening. I mean, were these people volunteering to see if they were crazy? I don't know what was going on in this trailer. I mean, I watch it. I like Emma Stone.
Sounds
weird. I don't like the skinny Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still like Jonah Hill, man. That dude is cool.
You know who is? His buddy. Skinny Zach Galifianakis is not funny either anymore.
Oh, no. Pretty bad, huh?
Eat a fucking cookie already. Jesus Christ.
I should fat people. I need to get skinny, too. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm working on it.
You might stop being funny.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I'm looking at this cast on Maniac. This is fucking phenomenal, guys. It's got the chick from Ozark in it, the one with the curly hair that's like a white trash, Billy Magnuson,
the boss.
Gabriel Byrne is in it. It's a big cast. They must be spending a lot of money on this one.
Yeah, this is like the one trailer I did not watch, so I can't even really. But a couple people told me it looked interesting, so.
And check that one out.
And I think it's coming to Netflix neither this month or next month. So,
yeah. Well, you got Ozark coming back at the end of this month, I think. So,
I'm all ready for that.
I feel like it's been fucking 3 years since I watched that series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while.
Kind of like Ryan coming too.
Hey, it's kind of like Better Call Saul, right, Patrick? It seemed like it's been like 2 years or something.
Well, it has been. Did you get that Ryan coming out on Amazon at the end of the month, too?
Oh, yeah, they got it from The Office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Krasinski.
All right. Krasinski. I like it.
Yep.
Sam?
Yeah,
looks pretty good.
He's on the cover of Men Health magazine this month. He's doing his Jack Ryan workout is in there. Man, he went from being that dweeb on The Office to he's like one of the biggest action stars now, huh?
Yeah, he's like super swole now. Mm-hmm. Well, after he did that big Ghazi movie.
Right.
Yeah, and directing A Quiet Place opened him up to more directing jobs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
on top of the world, it sounds like right now. Nez, you didn't like it?
I'm not a...
I don't like that. No. I don't even want to talk to you about the movie that has happened like today. With the movies right. that you give a hella good stamp to.
the things I suggest are hella good, except for one we're going to talk about later. But
all right,
no, man, I just didn't. It wasn't what I wanted. I wanted an alien invasion movie. I didn't get it.
Yeah,
so.
But this was the aftermath of it, dude. I mean, you know, every movie doesn't have to be about the exact event.
That'll be the prequel.
No, I wanted more aliens, and I wanted more action. This was just let me be quiet and do silence. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, I enjoyed it. I watched it. I bought it. I own it because my wife wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it two more shots. Same thing. I was like, all right, whatever. I mean, but I can appreciate what they did, how they made it.
Right.
And this was a movie you needed to see in the theater. I think watching it at home, you didn't have that same feeling.
Yeah. What did your wife think?
She liked it. She said it was cool, but I was like, all right, whatever. But, I mean, you needed to see this in the theater. That's what I did love about it. Other than that, man, it's all right. I don't know if they're doing a prequel or a continuation.
It's rumored that Krasinski's coming back, so it has to be a prequel.
Right.
Or at least, a prequel flashbacks. Where he cameos in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it could flashbacks.
Yeah, because I would assume by the time they make it, the kids will be older and you can't use them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he just makes a flashback at the end or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'll watch it. I mean, I have to. I got to see where it's going to go. But I don't know. Right. We'll see. I think I was the only one in the world that didn't care for it.
I thought it was good. Listener feedback. So Justin Smith says, I've been quiet on the page for a while, but I have very exciting news. Sick for Toys, a film that I wrote the screenplay for and star in, is available for pre-order on iTunes to be released on September 4th. It's a Christmas horror movie, and it's pretty sick. That's the one you saw, right, Lance?
Yeah, I did see it, and it's. I also noticed it. Actually, I was going through iTunes, and I saw it on there. So, I guess you can order it's already and check it out on September 4th or something like that.
Oh, okay,
but yeah.
Kind of weird timing for a Christmas movie, but it's kind of like one of those that it's like Christmas centric, but it doesn't rely on it being the holiday. In a weird way, it's just this chick that really fucking loves Christmas. But the fucked up thing about it is she's so fucked up about Christmas, she could be having all these decorations up in her house all year long for all we know, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin, I need that Blu-ray. He said it's as of right now, it's only getting a Blu-ray release overseas. So.
Uh-oh. Overseas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cradley Booper himself.
While you're in iTunes, leaving us a 5-star review so you can get your awesome T-shirt. We still got the contest going, by the way, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, then go ahead and check out the movie. Just buy it. What is it? Sick for Toys?
Yep.
Sick for Toys. Yeah, that's it. Awesome. Regarding the poster for Meet Jimmy, Belinda Deem says, seems interesting.
Oh, man, Meet Jimmy.
It also seems like it could be a big pile of shit. I don't know if you've seen the poster. It's a horror movie based off of podcasting.
Sounds like our life story, huh?
Well, it can't be worse than a horror movie based off of whatever the fuck that Unfriended thing is that we watched.
Oh,
you know what? Really,
dude?
Yeah,
we're not going to talk about that show on this one, dude. We've seen
shitty
movies this week.
You confuse me so much.
Good.
I just wonder if the story's about technical. The story's probably about technical difficulties using Skype.
Oh my god!
Jesus Christ!
That movie will get a 10 out of 10.
Live.
Oh, Unfriended, man. I've only seen one other movie that's worse than that, and we'll talk about it next episode.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Spoiler alert. No. Fuck it. I'll write it. We'll do it live.
All right.
Oh, boy.
That's my podcast, Orman. regarding Puppet Master, the Littlest Reich. I love that name. Scary Dad says, it looks pretty rad. I think it does look pretty rad. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, that's our friends over there, Nez, at Scary Dad Podcast. Did you meet them at the Frightmare?
I met them when we were outside, and I listened to the show. Awesome show.
Yeah,
if any of you listeners on Twitch, check it out.
Awesome. In the group, Cherie Pierre posted a picture of Chucky saying, "It's showtime," and Beetlejuice replying, "That's my line, you little methed out cabbage patch kid." I like it.
Jesus.
Delivery wasn't there. Sorry, guys. thanks to everybody who reaches out to us. That's it for feedback this week. We love your ideas. We love everything you send to us. It just feeds the fuel for the show. We want to be as interactive as we can be. You can always reach out to us at thehorrorreturns@gmail.com or check us out on the Facebook group page. Just search for The Horror Returns or any of the other social medias. We're there. And like I said, we're still running the contest on iTunes, so go leave us a review. It doesn't have to be 5 stars, but it'd be a lot cooler if it was. And you could win a free T-shirt. They're pretty awesome this year.
Nice. Nice. All right. You guys ready to dive in? Oh, man, now it's time for our featured attractions. You know what? The sooner we start this, guys, the sooner we're going to get it over with. We're going to have our very own Shark Week here at The Horror Returns with the Meg as well as 1981's The Last Shark. So, The Last Shark, we'll start off with trivia. Directors Enzo G. Castellari, also known for Warriors of the Wasteland, and get this, Nez, Escape from the Bronx.
Whoa. All right. So he's made a career out of this.
That one.
Escape from the Bronx. Writer Ramon Bravo, uncredited, and Vincenzo Manino, also known for Argo Man and Phantom of Death. And
he's
here we go.
Because he doesn't want to get sued.
Well, speaking of which, trivia. Shortly before the film's release, Universal Pictures filed suit against the producers, claiming the film plagiarized Jaws.
You think?
And the Australian distributors for breach of copyright regarding Peter Benchley's book Jaws. Universal won an injunction, and the film was pulled from theaters. So, Patrick, you want to go first on this one or the Meg?
It don't matter.
Nez, you got to go, man. It's 80s, brother. It's got to be hella good.
Oh, fuck. Here, I'll give you a quick little story. We were at the theater. I can't remember what we were seeing, but they showed a trailer for this. It was called Great White.
Right.
And we're right off of Jaws 2 and everything. It was before Jaws 3. But, yeah, we were like, oh, so into the shark movies and everything. And this trailer came on. Man, it looked awesome. It looked exciting and scary. And they're like, fuck, right. Yeah. And it never... And it never came out. It was never released. Well, in California, it wasn't. I heard it was back east, but then it got yanked. But me and my buddy Mike, we mentioned him earlier, we were waiting and ready for it, and it never came out. So what the fuck? And then finally when bootlegging and all that was going on with the VHS days, I got a copy of it. And it had an Italian title. I couldn't even pronounce what it said. And I was like, all right, whatever. So we started watching it, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I started remembering scenes from the trailer, and I said, have I seen this before? And then we kept watching it, and it just got worse and shittier as it went along. And I was like, fuck. And then finally, now the internet's here, I look it up, and I find out. I was like, oh. And then I find it on YouTube. I watched it on there again. And this movie's fucking horrible. Oh, my God.
An 80s movie that Nez doesn't like. I think that's a first.
This movie was pure shit. I love Vic Morrow. I love James Franciscus.
Right.
And I was like, all right, cool, man. A shark movie, man. How bad can you be? And this, they did it. Oh, it was so fucking shitty. The shark effects were horrible. I mean, props to the guys that made it. Yeah, good for you guys. I mean, you did what you're supposed to do, but mm-hmm. they just didn't. It looked like shit. And the story, man, they just must have took the Jaws script or book and just took, all right, we're going to take this from it, this, this, and nobody will know. Oh, this was just straight Jaws. And oh, well, then, my God.
The main character's name was Peter Benton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hard to
Peter
miss
Benchley?
That, huh?
Anybody?
Peter Benton. That fucking, oh, boy.
That fucking 10-hour windsurfing video in the beginning
was rad as fuck.
That was bad.
Oh, my God. I mean, this movie was horrible. Yeah. I mean, but it made me laugh all the way through. And the little fish tank shark that they used at the end, I don't know if you guys caught it, but oh, my God. I did love when the big shark head always came out of the water. It never moved. It just came straight up.
It was always in one position every time.
Yeah, it was like a big triangular floaty.
It would float up nose first. It was just right? Bobbing up and down.
Like a shark iceberg.
And Vic Morrow's accent was horrible. Oh, my God.
Is that Vic Morrow?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
No.
But,
wow.
Oh, my God. This is a movie to laugh at. Watch the riff track one.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there somewhere. And, oh, my God, this movie. I mean, I watch a lot of shit that I love. And I do not love this one. This is not hella good. This is fucking hella shitty, man.
Oh, hella shitty.
Wow. I love it.
There's the tagline.
Is that our first hella shitty?
I think so.
I know there is people that love this movie. A buddy of mine, he enjoys it. It's something to just throw on and laugh at, but...
Right.
God, as if you're a fan of just shark movies, I'm sure you've seen this one, and it's horrible. If you haven't, check out. It's on YouTube. Copy's clear. And
yeah.
This movie sucks. Hate it.
It's like watching
you get a hold of now.
It's like watching the rough draft of Jaws.
Yeah.
Like it's like the demo version.
The unfinished.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was nothing redeeming about this movie at all, Patrick, or what?
Not really. Maybe some of the beach scenes, but no, not much of anything.
They didn't even show any titties, did they?
I don't recall seeing it.
No.
Yeah, wow. They all kept their swimsuits on, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of cute blondes, but...
Yeah,
that's about it.
Well, the one scene where the one cute chick got her legs eaten off or whatever, and all you could see was her point of view in the hospital bed on the gurney. That was actually a fairly well shot scene. I thought that was kind of
did she get her legs eaten off?
Because
I kind of felt like when people got eaten, it didn't look like they get anything bitten off. It just body parts just fell off.
Well, they had that one dude where his legs literally fell off.
He couldn't hang on to the helicopter like when it was just there.
Right.
But like while the shark has got his legs, he's still on the helicopter.
Man,
his legs just pop off like fucking Legos.
He needed some of Batman's shark repellent, man.
That guy that's Darwin right there, man. That guy deserved it.
But Philip, you said there was one good scene, right?
Was there a good scene? Oh, there was a good thing. This shit was funny, man. Let's talk about the special effects on this motherfucker. First of all, every time they showed the shark when it was actually moving around, and for probably the first at least 30, 45 minutes of the movie, the only time you ever see the shark is like obvious stock footage. Like, the water is a completely different color. The shark is different.
Of the smaller shark?
I guess, yeah. It was definitely smaller. I was like, is that even a great white? But it was a different shark every time they showed him in the water. Then he pops up with this, yeah, little triangular floaty that's just kind of stationary. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. But I did love the special effects when that guy was in the boat. And I don't know why the shark came, I guess, right up from underneath him and broke the boat. And he shot like 20 feet straight into the air. Did you guys see that part? Oh, man. It looked like he was on one of those, you know, those like those water things that you stand on and they shoot a jet of water out from underneath you and you kind of float on them or whatever. It looked like he was on one of those and just shot straight up. It was crazy. And then if that wasn't bad enough, they replayed that same terrible special effects shit when they were watching it later. Well, because that's the only special effects they used. It was,
right.
Especially towards the end of the movie when the shark got, like, super smart. At one point, they swim into this cave, right? And the shark starts knocking. He decides he can't get into the cave to get him, I guess. And so he starts, like, knocking rocks off the edge of the cave and trapping them in the cave. He's like, yeah. If I can't eat, I'm going to kill you, I guess.
Yeah, because he's one of the sharks from Deep Blue Sea.
I guess so.
I guess. It was insane, man. And every time they showed the shark where it was underwater and not stock footage, it looked like they went from filming the movie to showing, like, a kid playing with the shark in a bathtub. It's like, I'm going to knock these rocks off here, and you're going to get trapped. You're going to die.
Well, hey, Was it just me or when those kids took their dad's boat out there to try to catch him and they had all that beef and they put it on a hook and then when they showed the stock footage of a shark eating it, wasn't it a fucking full chicken that the shark was eating, like in the stock footage? What?
Oh, man. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. They didn't put a whole lot of thought into this movie. Those guys were trying to shoot him with a shotgun. Like, that's going to do anything. From like 20 feet away. I had more fun than I probably should have watching this dumbass movie, because it was a straight up, like, scene for scene, character for character Jaws ripoff. They had every right to get sued, and it doesn't surprise me at all that Jaws won in the whole lawsuit thing. It's a pretty shitty movie. but it was fun.
No redeeming qualities, Brian?
No. I mean, I guess if you watch it with a group of friends, right. It'll be fun. But, I mean, it is a straight ripoff. Right into even to the point where you got the same guy that can shut the beach down, but won't. Because he just won't believe. Right. He won't believe it's a shark attack. What did he say? He was like, are you sure he didn't get blown apart? Because you know how he loves to fish with grenades. Yeah. I was like, what?
That would have been a better movie.
And the shark, every time it popped out, I kept thinking of that John Cusack movie, One Crazy Summer. You guys ever see that movie with the... shark? Yeah.
Dolphin with rabies?
Yeah. I was just like... there's nothing redeeming about this movie whatsoever, and you guys said it all, and I thought maybe it would have some good gore, but like I said, everything just looked like people's body parts were just falling off.
Right.
And then you had the one guy that basically climbed inside of the shark when he opened his mouth, or not really opened his mouth, just kind of popped out the water, and I don't know, it was, this movie's not good.
Wow. Is that when they blew him up? At the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he's got some sort of detonator to blow up the shark, and I don't know why he does it, but he like jumps off the raft that he's on
for dramatic purposes
into the water, and like detonates it in the air while he's screaming, because I guess that's a better action. And then swims back to the raft, and I don't understand the point of the whole thing. There were so many moments in this movie where I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Not to say they weren't funny, though, because they were so bad, huh? That they were they were so bad that they were funny, a couple of them.
Oh, man. They just... this movie. I love shark movies, even the stupid Shark Attack series and the ones with the 100 heads and all that, right? Bullshit, but oh my gosh, I mean, there's so many shark movies out there, and this is one that just I can't handle it. I've seen it more than I should have seen it after cutting
what,
it up
twice?
So much. No, dude, I must have seen this like about 10 times.
What?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't such a ripoff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way to watch this is with a group of friends. Don't listen to the show and be interested and throw it on by yourself. And definitely round up the guys, gals, and just tear it apart, because if you're going to sit there and watch it with popcorn, you're going to be mad. And definitely gonna
need a few beers for this one.
Yeah,
at the very least, huh?
The very least.
Maybe some acid.
Yeah,
something.
Then that guy shoots up in the air and you're like, whoa.
Tripping. Alright, y'all ready for scores?
Yep.
Nez?
I'll give this a 1.
Wow, that's a first. God damn. Patrick?
I'm going to give it a 1 also.
Wow.
It's definitely,
okay.
That sounds like a good score for it.
I don't know who's next.
I think it's me. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue. I'll give it an extra half a point just for the shooting out of the boat scene. And the guy's legs snapping off like Legos, because that was fucking funny.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Brian, you going to go with 2?
No, I can't even go 1.5. I'm going to go 1.
I don't blame you.
I'm going 1 also.
I heard myself say it, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, man. All right, so basically, takeaway is Philip says check it out, everybody else says fuck it.
Well... Yeah, not like sober.
Watch the Phillip's saying watch the explosion.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on.
Find out where just all the action scenes, and yeah, that's about enough. You can see there's another shark movie out there.
Mm-hmm.
I seen in the 80s. I want to say if it was not in the 80s, maybe late 70s. I can't remember the name of it. It was dealing with a tiger shark, and it was kind of like a softcore porn movie. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was a lot of titties in it. I remember that.
What?
And
watch that one,
Brian.
Yeah,
I can't. That right there is how you make an 80s shark movie.
It starts with a T. I cannot remember the name of it. I saw
titties and sharks.
Tintorera, killer shark.
That one.
I found it. Yeah, not your average Jaws clone. It says.
It's on. It was on YouTube. I don't know if it is anymore. I've seen it once, and I don't remember any of the.
Brian.
Is
there a nails on the chalkboard scene?
This is not just a regular tiger shark. It's a titty shark.
I have a quick question about this movie. Why was it called The Last Shark?
Hopefully,
that's a good question. I thought that the whole movie. Well.
It was also called The Last Jaws, Son of Jaws, and some other stupid titles.
Wow.
Because he's some sort of crazy alien smart shark, I guess. Fuck, I don't know.
Maybe that was their last prop shark.
It probably was.
Oh, that makes
sense.
They
were like, all right, this is the last one we got. Let's film this fucking movie and make it happen.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about the guy... Oh, well, yeah. We didn't even talk about the guy on the beach. They
like, I don't, they were having some kind of 4th of fucking July parade or something. For Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
And
are
they,
you talking about the guy in the box with
yeah,
the guitar?
Yeah, the box and he starts playing the guitar and singing. It was insane. I've never, I don't even know what I'm, definitely can't watch this movie sober.
All right, well, let's move on to the major release this week. It's The Meg. Director John Turteltaub, also known for Cool Runnings and National Treasure. Writers, here we go. Writer by committee: Dean Gregoris, John Hober, and Eric Hober, based on the novel by Steve Alton. Patrick, you ought to like this, man. Eli Roth was originally attached as director. Did you know that?
I had heard something about that.
Yeah,
kind of glad he didn't get sucked to it.
Well, it says Roth left due to creative differences with the studio, namely that he wanted the film to maintain both its R rating and its $150 million budget. It's also rumored that Eli Roth, on top of writing and directing, also wanted to play the lead role.
Oh my gosh.
What? I was for him there for a minute. Until it got all insane on us.
Oh, and another, in the early stages of development, they were looking at getting George Clooney in for the main role.
Does he act anymore?
I don't know. Good question, but
he's all about directing.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, real quick, before we get into the director of this movie had came out, I guess there is a gory, violent version of the movie he said we'll probably never get to see.
Really?
Oh.
And Jason Statham, Jason Statham came out said he's pretty disappointed that the version of the movie that we're seeing is not the version that he told he was going to be doing.
Oh,
so there is a gory, violent version of this movie.
I'm looking at a screenshot
It'll be a Blu-ray release.
I
hope so too.
It definitely wasn't because
I'm looking at a screenshot with the Meg coming through a wave. Mm-hmm. And about to eat a surfer, and I don't remember seeing that in the movie.
Nope, I don't remember that either.
Spoiler alert. I saw it in Jurassic Park.
Well, Patrick, take us away, man. This has got to be better than The Last Shark, right?
Well, yeah, but that's not hard. I enjoyed it for what it was, honestly. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool for late summer, you know, action movie. But definitely, I like the fact that it wasn't a typical like Jaws remake or anything like that. It kind of had its own little thing going on. So, I enjoyed it for what it was. I didn't have a bad time. I definitely would have liked to have seen more gore and stuff like that. It could have easily made it a better movie, I think, had it been a rated R movie. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, maybe we could have got some fucking titties or something like that. But no, seriously, it was fun, but it definitely could have been better, but it wasn't true.
This movie was bullshit. It was a straight ripoff. They ripped off Jaws, man. They ripped off Jaws with a little dog. They ripped off Jaws from the little fat kid that wanted to go swimming in the beach, telling his mom.
They had a twist, though.
They also ripped off Jaws the Revenge. They ripped off Jaws 3D. What else? Fuck, man. And there was no gore. If there's a gory movie, I would love to see it because this wasn't it.
Yeah, me too.
And a lot of shit.
I couldn't agree more.
A lot of stuff they showed in the trailer is not in the movie.
Right.
I think they were paying homage to Jaws. I don't know that they were ripping it off.
Yeah, they were paying homage to Jaws the way The Last Shark was paying homage to Jaws, dude.
Well, The Last Shark was ripping it off hardcore.
even Deep Blue Sea, man, I think they should have went that route.
Yeah,
they should have used that underwater science lab. And,
right.
Oh, I mean, I didn't see it in 3D, but my buddy said it didn't do anything for it.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
I like the whole cast. I thought everybody in it was good. Jason Statham's always badass. I was waiting for him to punch a shark, and we didn't get that.
Wow, so disappointed.
Ruby Rose, so fine, but I don't know. I can't see her as a scientist. Masioka Hiro from Heroes. I love him. And the little girl, I thought she was cute. I mean, I liked her little role in it. I thought they were going to do something with her character a little more, but they didn't. Cinematography, man, I liked it. I mean, I liked the special effects of the shark when they showed swimming around and all the underwater life. I thought that was cool. But I was just like, this isn't what I wanted. I wanted blood and gore out of a shark movie.
I did too, man.
That's what I wanted. I think that's why I didn't like it that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted... Was there even blood in it? I don't even remember.
Nope. I don't think so.
I think there was, I think there was a body part floating in the water.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're thinking of a Last Shark, dude, where they showed that arm in the boat.
Oh, that's what I was just thinking.
No, there was one where they fished an arm out of the water.
That was the Last Shark, dude.
No, that was this movie,
are
too.
Sure?
Yeah.
I'm all confused, man.
They even ripped off the Last Shark. How do you do that?
I know exactly.
I don't think you can rip that movie off.
I know. Spoiler. I know exactly what scene. It's the scene where all the sharks were floating in the water.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, and they said...
Don't say too much yet, man.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bring it up later.
It had potential to be enjoyable. I mean,
yeah.
I love shark movies, and I didn't get what I wanted. I mean, it could have been fine just the way it was if they would have added blood and gore, and then I would have been all about it. I just felt robbed. As a shark movie goer, and I didn't get any of that. I mean, like I said, the cast was good. I liked everybody in it. I was just disappointed. I wanted so much more, and because when I was down in L.A., they were hyping this movie up every turn you made. Billboards, buses, bus stops,
mm-hmm.
everything down there. And I was getting so excited for it, and then I was let down. Yeah, that's about it until we get to spoilers.
Yeah, well, you guys know I wasn't excited about this. I wasn't looking forward to this movie at all because I love shark movies too. You know, good shark movies because the shark is like hidden in the water and it could pop up and surprise you at any time. But something this big, it kind of like takes away the whole fear of that for me anyway. But I don't know. I really did like the first 20 minutes. I thought the first 20 minutes were really cool where they were showing the technology on the underwater ship or whatever they were. Was that a submarine or what were they on exactly? It's like sometimes it looked like a offshore drilling rig and then other times it looked like a submarine. What was going on?
I think on top it was to make it look like it was a drilling rig, but underneath it was just like a fully functional sea underwater laboratory something.
Well, I like the graphics of all that, and I like the way they set up bringing Statham in. But then after that, man, it fell apart for me. It was pretty much what I thought it was going to be. Jason Statham, I got no problem with him. He's kind of like the poor man's Rock. And he was definitely doing his best Rock impression in here. There's no doubt about that. He was trying to make this his rampage, basically. But I don't know, man. This just to me was so bland. Like you guys are saying, no good kills. I mean, it was like Jaws Jurassic Park to me, basically. You know, you had the killer dinosaurs and the cute kids in peril and the little fucking doggy and all this bullshit. And I don't know, man. It just didn't do a damn thing for me. I didn't think it would, and it didn't.
Man, I wish that they'd have taken more of a Jurassic Park approach to it, especially if they were going to do a PG-13 thing. I pretty much agree with what you said, though. I liked the first, you know, probably third of the movie or so, maybe even the first half. And I was even okay with... I'll wait until spoilers to get there. But I wanted more Meg. I wanted more Meg. I wanted more destruction. And I felt like it was pretty tame as far as a gigantic shark movie goes. They could have done something really cool here. And I feel like maybe they missed the mark. I still enjoyed myself. I had a good time. It had a very like 90s action. It was like a fucking Sylvester Stallone movie. It was like Cliffhanger. mm-hmm. and Deep Blue Sea wrapped up into one movie.
Oh, good call.
Because I felt like that's sort of how the writing was. It was very, very cheesy. Not like annoyingly so, but it was very, you know, 90s action cheesy. Every time Jason Statham, you know, jumped off the boat to go fight the shark all by himself because he's a badass,
yep.
he'd give some little quip or something. And it was entertaining. It's just maybe not quite what I wanted. I wish it was better.
This was an average run-of-the-mill action movie with slight little horror elements into it. I didn't hate it. I wasn't bored, but it missed the mark that it could have hit with the R rating.
Yeah.
Jason Statham was fine. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything. I was just like, oh, I hated him in that movie.
Yeah. That's what I was like, how bad can it be? It's Jason Statham.
Yeah, Ruby Rose, gorgeous. Inez, you're wrong. She can be a scientist if she wants to be. She can be anything she wants.
She's the rebel scientist.
The rest of the cast was fine. Cliff Curtis from Fear the Walking Dead, he was fine. The little girl was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like I said, it just missed the marks. I mean, I had fun. I brought my daughter, my 8-year-old. She loves shark movies.
Right.
Which, by the way, she hated The Last Shark. She didn't understand what was going on. She didn't
put her through that.
No, she really is fascinated by sharks. She's fascinated and, like, scared at the same time.
Okay.
Did she go, Daddy, that's not a shark?
The Last Shark? She pointed out why does he look the same every time he comes out the water, meaning the... how he would just not move and be pointed straight up in the air.
Oh, man.
That's supposed to bobble up and down like a floating. Yeah.
But overall, if this had the gore, I think this could have been a hit movie. I mean, it might be a hit movie because my theater was packed with children. Children are loving this movie. But overall, it missed a mark for me.
Right. All right, sounds like we're ready to do some scores and spoil, huh?
Yeah.
Patrick, what'd you think, man?
I'm going to give this a 6 on 10.
Oh, that's pretty good. Right. You actually recommend
it? I liked it well.
All right.
You know, and just kind of like what everybody's saying, I mean, I had fun with it, but it really wasn't as good as I was hoping it would be. It's worth going and seeing just for a fun movie at the theater, but yeah, I would love to see more gore, more of that. So, you know, 6 on 10, a little better, a little more good than bad, but not much.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Nez, yours, are you around there too, or what?
No, I'd give it about like a 3.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty brutal, man.
And that's only for the cast and the special effects, and
mm-hmm.
that's about it. If Eli Roth would have did it, he probably wanted a more gory movie, and put this out said, "Nah, we're not going that route because we want kids in there," and that's probably why he pulled out. I don't know. I was just kind of like. The whole time sitting there. And my theater was packed. I went with a friend of mine and his daughter. His daughter loved it.
Okay.
She was like, oh, my God, that was awesome when we left the theater. Inside my head, I'm like, I don't know what you watched. But, other kids in there, teenagers and maybe 12-year-olds or whatever
mm-hmm.
That were in there, they all loved it. Everybody was walking out of the theater, oh, I like this part, I like that part. Now I'm just like, I only like Ruby Rose and Masioka. I can only give it a 3. I couldn't even go halfway with this one.
All right, well, I'll go a little higher. I'll actually go 4 just because I did have a lot of fun with it. I mean, the action sequences were good. Yeah, I can't say anything bad about Statham. I enjoyed the special effects weren't really that terrible. I mean, there was a lot of CG fire and stuff like that in certain scenes, which was kind of bothersome, but I'll go 4 out of 10. Not that bad.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give it a 5.5. I think I still liked it better than I didn't like it. I think it was still a fun movie. It reminded me also a little bit of that Matt Damon movie, The Great Wall. Yeah. Well, that's sort of the level of cheese that it had, and it had kind of that, like, I don't know, Asian action movie vibe to it. Yes. Where they had cheesy music playing in the background the entire time. Like every time there was something to be done, it was like dun 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 dun, dun, you know. But I still had more fun with it than I didn't, man. I just, you know, wanted some more shark tearing shit up stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go 6.5.
Oh wow! Right.
Yeah, and it's mostly based on I had a good time with my kid. She had a good time, which had made me have a good time. I like Statham, Ruby Rose. Cast was okay. The effects of the Meg, the actual shark, I thought were pretty good, but wanted that gore and violence. Didn't get it. So, and I'm going to add to my movie crowd. I didn't bring it up. If you got a screaming, crying baby, don't bring the baby to the movies. Yeah, I had a baby crying for
the theater.
Yeah. No. Okay. We have me and my daughter. We sit in the same seats. It's like the first row when you walk into the theater. It's just what we do. She doesn't ever want to sit nowhere else. The lady with the crying baby came down from the top row, down the stairs, and sat next to us.
Oh no.
With her baby. Until I had to shoot her a look, like, take your baby out of the theater.
Yeah. The baby is crying, and I've had that happen, man. I tried to take Logan when he was like 3 to see Avengers, and he was not having it, man. He was like fussy and whining through the whole thing, and I didn't get to finish watching the movie because once he started loud, I was like, all right, we got to go.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
And this baby knew one word, which was no.
Oh, no.
No. No. Watch the movie. No.
Wow, so, what a little shit, man.
Just wanted to throw that in there. I'll speak on my crowd on Slender Man next episode.
I've never taken my little baby to theaters. You know, I take that back. I took my daughter once, but we went and saw that Disney Hunchback movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And it was on its last run. Nobody was in the theater. It was just me and my wife and my daughter. That's fine if you're going to go to a theater like that. Nobody else is in there. Right. So you don't have to ruin anyone's experience. Don't take it the first fucking night or whatever. I mean, if you want to see the movie that bad, get a babysitter. And
although if you're seeing a movie like that, you kind of have to expect some kid noise going on in the background.
But not babies. I mean,
no, not babies. Yeah.
Oh my
God! Why does that need to be said? Take your crying baby out of the theater where people are trying to watch a movie.
There should be rules right on the front door. No babies.
Yeah, well, I think they do that at Alamo Drafthouse, and they say that if you make noise or you talk during the movie the first time, that they'll come up and they'll politely tell you, an usher will politely tell you once, one more, and you're out. And if it happens a second time, you leave without a refund.
They got to start enforcing that.
Yeah,
like in,
hell
in
yeah, they should. They need to have ushers in the theater again on the standing behind the back row like they used to in the old days. You remember that, Naz? Or did they have that where you were from, where they had ushers in there?
Yeah, dude. I remember many times at the theater when I'd go see something, I was always quiet. But if somebody was being loud, they would go up and warn them. The guys with the flashlights would shine the light on, be quiet. And if they weren't quiet the second time, there was no second warning. It was like, you got to get out. I mean, that's what they need to do. I mean, you got 100 millions of people out there that need a job. Give them that. Stand in the back of the theater, and no matter how many times they've seen the movie, and tell people to shut up.
Problem with my theater is the ushers that work in my theater are barely old enough to have a job. So nobody's going to listen to them if they come up and tell them they need to stop talking.
They probably all come to work stoned.
That's how I should have went to this. Never mind.
I've been there.
I did. It was awesome.
Well, look, is this even worth doing spoilers for, or do we even need to have a spoiler section here?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. We'll start the spoilers. Here we go.
This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned. This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned. This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned.
I want to say, just as a matter of fact statement, how can you do a "we're gonna fuck with nature and let out this primordial beast right onto the earth" and not have any goddamn repercussions for it? Right. How can you, man versus nature, and nature doesn't win? What the fuck kind of ending was that?
Yeah.
I was disappointed, man. And then they, like, drop down into the water, and it just says, "Finn, haha, got you, Finn. Fuck you." That's not fucking funny. I was irritated. I thought the shark was going to eat every one of these motherfuckers on this beach, and it didn't do shit.
Did you at any time thought the little girl was going to control one of the submarines?
Yes. That's what I wanted to say. They made her seem like, because she said, "Oh, 8-year-olds hear everything." And when she was sitting in that little sub with the transporter, I thought maybe she was going to save the day with something, because she knew where all the switches were and how to turn shit on and off. And they could at least did that. And I would have probably gave it maybe a 4, but I was just like, "You got this cool little character. You already introduced us to her, cute little Asian girl. And then you do nothing with her." I was like, "Oh."
And yeah. You just reminded me. I did like the fact that he did go transporter in this, where he used his vehicle as a weapon against the shark when he used the fin of the submarine to slice it open. I thought that was pretty cool when he went transporter.
Yeah, at least like that part. I thought it was a little more original, how they killed it. But I'll tell you the two things that pissed me off most. And, Kevin, you brought it up earlier, was that fucking little dog and the fat kid. And why they did not get eaten, I don't know. But I was so ready for both of them to die.
Respect to the fat kid for not losing his popsicle, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had no idea what was going on. That kid was
I was so mad when that little dog showed back up. I was like, "God damn it." It's like that, I was just waiting for that dog to die.
My kids were ecstatic. "I like the dog. Look at
you." That's exactly what my daughter said. She was like bummed out, and then when the dog popped up, she was like cheering, and I was like, "Sit down, stop.
Yeah. Happy ending. Let's go fucking disturb a natural force of nature. Let loose a bunch of monsters."
And the sad thing is
happy ending.
I love dogs, but I wanted that dog to die. I hated that dog.
Yeah, I don't see how it was possible that dog survived.
Swimming ass motherfucker.
No,
I've never been in the ocean. I've never been in the ocean near China, but I'm sure the water was a lot rougher than they showed. Because even when they were way out there, 200 miles off the coast of China, and there was barely any ripples in the water. I was like, really?
And I can't. Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, and what were they doing there to begin with? Well, what were they look? Were they looking for something, or were what was the purpose of being way out there?
Having a wedding party on a yacht.
Is that what we're talking about, or in the beginning?
The beginning, the little science crew. What were they doing out
there? Well, they were looking at that whole trench thing and the theory that the hydrogen was on the Z4 or whatever, that barrier.
There are some on the bottom of the ocean floor, and I thought that was kind of a cool setup for finding this other world of creatures that we didn't know about.
Right.
And that was kind of like the Jaws 3 ripoff with that little was the temperature like warm in that little mist of water?
Was it warm or was it super cold?
I think it was super cold. I think it was super cold, and then when the submarine broke through, bringing the other one up, it created a thing of warm water for the sharks to pass through.
Is that what?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the temperature rose, which caused the opening when they came through with the when they rescued the other submarine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what happened.
Yeah, see, I thought it was too hot, and then it was a cold thing. But either way, same concept.
Yeah,
science,
bitches. And then I wish there were more monsters that got let loose. You know, this could have been a full-fledged fucking... There's a giant kraken coming out to get you and all
sequel.
Kinds of...
Sequel, Phil. Sequel. Slow down.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. They could have done a whole lot with this movie that would have been really amazing. And instead, they had Jason Statham fighting a shark. Was it a different size in every scene? I mean, because there were some scenes where it didn't seem super impressive.
Yeah, it did change sizes, it seemed like, didn't it?
Well, there was the other one, the first one. So it was,
yeah, I mean,
it was
even,
big, but not
that. Even with different... It almost looked like they used some stock footage in certain areas.
Well, like the fin sticking up out of the water. Like, I heard a guy tell a story. I was actually on Joe Rogan's show. And he was talking about seeing an orca out in the wild, and he's standing up on top of this the crow's nest and watching it, and it comes up to the boat, and he says this thing has a dorsal fin that's sticking out of the water like 10, 12 fucking feet, and he comes and just kind of rubs his fin along the side of the boat and then flips over and rubs the other fin along the side of the boat, and the whole time he's doing it, he's making eye contact with this guy in the crow's nest. Those fuckers are smart, man.
Yeah. Deep blue sea all over again, huh?
It sounded like more impressive than when, you know, you saw this shark's giant fin sticking up out of the water during this. I was thinking, man, they could at least make that fin a whole fucking lot bigger or something. The megalodon.
Yeah, that whole... And scene at the beach, that should have been a complete massacre.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been like, what was that?
That should have been like
Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
Should have been like that.
Those were like Fruit Loops. Those were all those inner tubes were like different colored Fruit Loops floating on the water. I thought the shark was just going to go get up there and scoop them up like out of milk or something, you know?
Now, that being said, I did love the scene where he fights that big bullet ball. And you hear
pop.
That was kind of funny, I guess.
I thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, there should have been like a whale eating plankton just going through there. Just,
right.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't like Chinese food.
How far out in the ocean were these motherfuckers? This is like a 70-foot shark.
Right. That was my thought,
he's
too.
He's like swimming underneath.
How close to the shore you have to be before this shark was too big to get to you?
It's like, man... If I can't touch the bottom in the ocean, I kind of freak out a little bit. And these guys out there, so there—I mean, there had to be 30 feet of depth underneath them for this shark to go.
You know what? My score of 4 is rapidly going down. You're talking me out of it, Philip.
I mean,
if he'd have just eaten everybody, it would have been different, man. It would have been a whole lot cooler movie.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been a bloodbath. If you guys noticed, I don't know, it was right after he kind of tore through the beach.
Mm-hmm.
It swam by the camera and his mouth was open, and you could see a bunch of stuff in his teeth. I couldn't make it out to see if it was people's swim trunks or whatever, or was it just a bunch of the inner tubes that had in his mouth? Because it had a ton of stuff in his mouth on his teeth. But I didn't see any blood, or I didn't even see any blood in the water. I mean, I don't know, man. It could have just opened his mouth and just took half of that crowd, especially all those people that were way out in the water. And I'm like, I was just like, oh, man. I was like, okay, he's getting towards the beach. We're going to see some blood, and we didn't see anything. Yeah, he knocked some of those little rafts over and scared the hell out of everyone, but that was
like,
it.
How cool
I mean, you
that-
didn't...
If he'd have just taken a whole group of people, you know, and then the whole water just starts turning red, and everybody starts freaking out, and he starts out one by one by one, or 20 by 25, or whatever. It's a big ass shark.
Like we said, maybe there's the R-rated version coming on Blu-ray.
I doubt they filmed all that though, man.
the director said there was like really good death scenes that was just taken out of the movie. Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Because I kind of feel like
people died.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like there was more to what's his name in the movie, Rainn Wilson, when he died.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like there was more to that.
Yeah.
And it just he said there was really good violent death scenes and they were taken out of the movie.
What did they turn Rainn Wilson into a fish boy and put him in the museum or something? Would have been better.
I mean, what did you guys think about Rainn Wilson?
I thought he was good. I liked him.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah. Dwight Schrute.
What I wanted with the whole film was you got this awesome $1 trillion underwater science place. Mm-hmm. They could at least damage some of that instead of just that one little bite on the glass that never broke. And then have everyone trying to struggle to get out of there and then get on the boat and have the sharks come after you and all hell break loose. I mean, the whole boat scene when they were trying to put the tracker on the sharks and when they finally hooked it, that was total rip off of Jaws, man. The shark gets a hold of it, starts pulling the boat backwards. Then the shark turns, it spins the whole boat around. That which I thought was cool, the little underwater tank, the glass one. I thought that it looked neat, man. That'd be awesome. I couldn't get in those things, no way. But yeah. I mean, even with that, with the shark biting that and breaking the crane and everything, that was from Jaws. The whole time I was sitting there, I liked what I was seeing, but I was just like, you guys couldn't think of nothing original? I mean, we've seen this already.
Now you're making me want to take my score back, because it just really made me think about it. There was too many times in this movie where they was just relaxed. Mm-hmm. It's like, you was in peril 1 minute, and then it seemed like everything was okay until the next thing.
Yeah, they did that.
I think they should have just... I think I like your idea how the whole underwater station, whatever, should have been in peril. Like, you should have went from the submarine rescuing that, you know, trouble, to the station getting damaged, to the boat, to the, you know, to the next thing. Mm-hmm. But it just, there was too many times where everybody was just laughing and just, you know, having a good old time, even though there's a fucking megalodon swimming around.
I mean, they can go back to it, man. The shark's dead and nothing happened really to the space station, to the little underwater station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all still go right back. There.
Oh, they can't. Yeah, it said Finn. It's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, it was just for what happened there, there just was not near enough ramifications, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, nothing bad really happened. There was, like, fucking
to die. Yeah, even when they tagged the with the little tracking thing, like right after that, they're high fiving and laughing, and I'm like, no, there's a giant shark out there.
And you guys are like, go in there and the tagging. Why did he not just shoot him with the poison in the first place?
And now that they mention that, there's a little bit of a plot hole there, because they show the shark knocking the tracker off at the beach, you know, when it gets hit by the rafts or whatever. So the tracker falls to the ocean floor and we never see any ramifications of that. Like, you know, they're like, they don't track to, oh, it's still over here and come find out somewhere else. It's like there was no happenstances to that falling off.
That's a good point.
It's just like, oh, it fell off. You know.
What I say, 6.5?
Yeah.
You said 6.5.
I'm gonna go down a full point.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I'm dropping down to 5.
Yeah, it's still better good, more good than bad, though.
I think your brother said it good. He said this is a good popcorn movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah. It'd be a better popcorn movie if they killed some motherfuckers in it.
Yeah, no shit. Well, let's hope.
I mean, people
director's cut.
People died in it. They just didn't show it. I mean, Rain Wilson, you see that one, and whoever's leg was floating in the water, and right. that was it. But I'll just like
a hero.
And then, yeah, another hero. Thing. Yeah, he went out like a champ. I'll right. give it yeah. to him. He by himself. But
that's like I don't think anybody else died.
I think that's it.
Maybe that's the problem with having the shark so big is they just get swallowed.
Longmire, he died.
He
died. He was, what was he, a doctor? Or?
Oh, yeah, doctor.
Yeah, but he was the asshole from earlier, so he had to sacrifice himself.
Mm-hmm.
His redemption. That was built in there.
And then another thing, to me, the Jaws 3 ripoff, after they caught that first shark, I mean, how heavy was that thing? That shark was still pretty big. And that boat didn't even look like it was sinking at all. I mean, it didn't go down.
Right.
That thing could have been tons. And then when I say the Jaws 3 ripoff, there's that one. And then they go, no, this isn't the one that it's father or mother or whatever. And then you get the bigger giant, the Megalodon or whatever. I was just kind of like, really? As soon as they pulled... When they showed that shark on the boat after they caught it, I was totally thinking, this ain't it. That's too small. There's another one. And that's what happened. And then they did that in Jaws 3, man. I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, but, I was not a fan of that scene. Everybody's all happy-go-lucky. Hello?
Mm-hmm. At least they went back and got a bigger boat.
Did they get a bigger boat?
They got a bigger boat. Right.
Well, I think on that note, guys, I gotta run here pretty soon. So, y'all ready to wrap up or anything else we have to talk about?
Yeah, I think we're just rambling.
All right. Well, as always, we want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Horror Returns. We would love to hear your feedback and ideas. Be sure to leave an iTunes review or be sure to reach us at thehorrorreturns@gmail.com. Nez, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find Mac Nez and the E-Society and everything else on their Skater Nez Podcast Network. It's on iTunes as well as Podbean. Find E-Society or Mac Nez on Facebook. Look for Mac Nez on Instagram. Mac Nez and the Zisu. And I always put stuff on the Horror Returns Facebook page, so you can find me anywhere. Thanks again, guys. I always love coming on here. And
teespring.com/regear. Buy a fucking shirt.
Yeah. And really quick, the next movie you guys are going to talk about.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Are you going to be on the show? Are you coming on the show?
No. Bullshit.
Oh, no, come on.
Well, we got another guest lined up for that one, but we get the feeling it wasn't your favorite of the year.
Well, it was better than Bye Bye Man.
Really? Was it?
We'll get to it next episode, but I beg to differ.
I
would say, well, all right, we'll get to it next episode. Patrick, thanks for coming on, dude. We're all glad, we're rooting for you, man. A lot of listeners have asked about you, and we're glad to see you up on your feet again, man.
Yeah, well, appreciate all the thoughts. Definitely looking forward to feeling better. So, but glad to be on here. It's always fun to come on and talk with you guys about stuff. So, Nez, it's always good to hear from you as well. So, thanks for
right on, brother. Yeah.
Well, next time we'll try to pick a couple of better movies. So maybe next week is the week we finally get a good one, because we've been on a pretty bad tear here. So we're going to explore the mythos of the Slender Man by reviewing the movie. And also, we're also I can't keep a straight face. I've already seen both of these, and it's going to be another rough week, guys. 1982's Madman. Brian, where did you find this movie?
I picked the movie Cropsey. Found out it was a documentary.
Okay,
and then
that was good.
This movie was more, or this was this title was brought up as connection to the, I guess, the Decropsy whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've never seen it. I threw it on there. If it's bad, I apologize. I haven't watched it yet, but
we'll find out next week. And we're going to be joined by special guest Jocelyn Mendez. And she actually she wanted to be on this show, but she's a listener. She considers herself a Slenderman expert. So she's going to get to talk a little bit more about the myth and also the case with the girls and the video game. So
good, because I have some questions.
All right,
me too.
Should be interesting. So Patrick, until the horror returns again.
You're in my-